The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Samuel Rodriguez encourages us to replace fear with faith and walk through our mess into God's miracle.
The only way the mess becomes a miracle is if we put on the nature of Christ.
Yep.
If we permit the Holy Spirit to do His work in us. 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 3:18, the byproduct is what? You will go from one level of glory to the next, which means you look more like Jesus.
Well, I welcome you to life today. If you missed yesterday, remember you can go online, you can watch yesterday. Sammy's talking about a book, Sammy Rodriguez, it's just gone out. You help us rescue people that are being sexually trafficked, and we're going to actually get it to you before most people have access to it, because Sammy's here talking about it. He talked about it at Gateway, and you can see that if you watch yesterday's show, Your Mess, God's Miracle. Sammy, I think this is going to be not only perhaps the best book you've ever written, and you've written, in my opinion, some great ones. It may be one of the best ones we read. And I've heard you preach a lot, and I've heard a lot of great preachers. You and I know great preachers, and we respect great preachers. But I've never heard anybody hit it further out of the park than you did at Gateway, and you preach this. And our whole congregation exploded with the possibility that God can give us a miracle in the midst of all the stormy, dark arrows the enemy can throw at us and shoot at us and fire at us. And it is an ugly day. What we see, that the fruit of the devil is ugly. It is devastating. It is damaging. It is death, beyond divisive. It's totally destructive. And you believe that we can see the biggest miracle the world has ever seen through the church, the one force Jesus said the gates of hell cannot stand against. How about we stand them down? That's what I hear you talking about. Am I right about that? You believe we've taken it long enough from the enemy, and we need to put a stop to the death and the destruction and the deception of the enemy.
This is the pushback on the pushback. This right here. It's John chapter 9. It's the story, of course, the blind man. Jesus comes along. The man was born blind. Jesus comes along, very unorthodox, facilitative modus operandi. Jesus spits. Don't do this, please. If you're a pastor, if you're a young preacher, let me highly recommend not to do this. And Jesus, unless it's allergy season. But anyway, Jesus spit, and He combines His spittle with the mud. And He places it on this blind man's eye. Now, the great thing behind this, and one of the powerful threads, this man was born blind. Which is interesting, because some of us are so focused on, even here in America, around the world, in addressing the past, in restoring. God has the power to restore. The other blind man, He restored his sight. The woman of the issue of blood restored her health. Lazarus restored his life. But with this man, Jesus gave him something he never had before. Our God is not interested in renovating your past. He is interested in releasing your future. He is the God of the new thing. Hence, I do believe, regardless of the mess, and boy, is it messy.
That's terrible.
It is the mess of moral relativism. It is the mess of cultural decadence. It is the mess of sexually grooming children. Mm. Pedophilia. It's emerging in America. It is the mess of explicit Satan worshiping. Even on major television broadcast
platforms. The Grammy
platform,
shows exploited Satanism.
Can you believe that?
And personified but it and exalted it.
But we've never seen that before.
Not
we've
like
never
this.
Seen where corporate media endorses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And even one of the major networks tweeted and said, let's worship. Worship, not sing, let us worship. One of the three major networks.
Satan.
We've never been down this road before. It's messy out there. But if all we do is focus explicitly on the mess, we will never see the miracle. That John chapter 9 narrative teaches us, that behind the mess, when Jesus is present, there is a miracle. Hence, I truly believe we are about to see more people saved than ever before in American history.
I believe it with all my
heart. I believe we're at the precipice of an awakening that will make the Jesus movement look like an opening act.
Right.
We're about to see generations saved. We're about to see more people come to Christ. Hence, Our objective is to push back on the darkness by turning on the light, lifting up Christ. Let the glory of God shine in us, with us, and through us like never before. But it requires us to do what this man did. Go wash yourself, Jesus said. Go ahead. Just follow my instructions. Even if it's messy, Jesus spits. And what's in your spittle?
DNA.
Now, all the negative people would say virus, germs, and bacteria, right? All the pessimists.
Right. You're right.
But the optimists, DNA. Literally speaking, so it's not figuratively, it's a metaphor. Literally, Jesus took his DNA and he placed it upon a blind man's eyes. Literally, his DNA. Why would Jesus take his DNA connected with the ground? What did God make man out of?
Dirt.
Dirt. He's going back to the original plan. I'm going to ask you both. What's God's original plan for America? What's God's original plan for Generation Z and the millennial generation? What's God's original plan for every family, home, marriage person watching this program right now? In God's original plan, you are not an addict. In God's original plan, you are not held in perpetuity by some sort of addiction or depression, anxiety, fear. In God's original plan, you don't have this generational motif of continual curses that your children and your children's children will become alcoholics and philanderers because your grandparents did it. In God's original plan, there is hope, salvation, grace, truth, love. That is the will of God, the word, the will, and the way of God is for you to reconnect to God's original plan, even for this nation. That's why I'm not surrendering. I'm not going to bow. We're going to believe God for a move of God. We're going to see a miracle come out of this mess. We're going to see God's original plan for America fulfilled. We will. I love your preaching. Your admonition, it changes me. That's why you're a spiritual father. And I love the fact that you're constantly reminding me the Antichrist, the devil, be it whatever it may be, the whore of Babylon, Jezebel, it doesn't, Billy McGillicuddy, I don't care who it is. No one has more power than Jesus.
Nobody.
I love that. Hence, let the church rise up and see the mess become a miracle.
All right, if heaven and earth is the Lord's, and He is divine providence, and He has a will as our Creator, and it's not dependence upon any source other than divine providence and our Creator and our Father, and He knows what is perfect, and He knows what is best. He alone knows what is best. He alone can deliver what is best, direct us to what is best, give us the ability not to make an idol out of what is great and beautiful and magnificent. And He gave us that warning so that we would live long in the land.
Yes.
As overcomers. We are overseers of the garden of God.
Yes.
We are overseers of planet Earth. The earth is the Lord's. It's the Lord's, not the devil's, not the world. It's His. And we are overseeing the flocks of God, the people of God, the sheep of God, protecting them from the wolves and the lions and the bears and the birds of prey, and the fields of God, the fertile, potentially productive, indescribably productive fields of the Lord. Protect them from the briars and that which would trample them.
Yep.
and the tares. We are to bring forth fruit on God's earth for His glory and the benefit of all humanity. Why do we hand over the oversight of God's earth to the destroyer, to the devil, when He says, that power does not have power over His body, the church? Why do we allow it to? We have given the enemy access to the flocks. We have
Yes.
given the wolves. The shepherds have helped scatter the flocks, made them vulnerable. Stop it, shepherds. Bring them together. And what is the one safe place for the sheep? The shelter of Almighty God, the shadow of Almighty God. That's where we are trying to inspire people to live. That's where you and I have decided together to live, where all of us together and everybody you and I try to inspire, live in the shelter and the shadow of the Almighty, and let Him direct our steps. Let Him give us the vision, and let's be good overseers of His flock and His fields. The enemy does not have access to God's flocks and God's fields unless we give him access. So take it back. We can take back our marriages,
yes.
our homes,
yes.
our communities, our schools,
yes.
our nation. We can take back the government.
I have seen you in the White House. We have been together in meetings, critical meetings,
the highest level leaders on the planet.
On the planet.
And spoken God's truth unwaveringly. Unconditional love, but unwavering.
And I've been there. I bear witness. I've seen that with the commitment of seeing a miracle come out of the mess.
Yep.
The issue that you just referenced and applying your Fox biblically substantiated metaphor, and it's simple. We have this identity moratorium issue. What does that mean? Talking about the fluidity of identity? The church has it. We confuse our nomenclatures. What does that mean? We're both lambs and lions, according to Scripture. We're both lambs and lions, but we get it wrong.
So is Jesus.
Yes, but that's why we have, Paul says in Galatians, that we bear the very nature of Christ.
Yes.
So we're both lambs and lions, through Christ, in Christ, with Christ, for Christ. The problem is that before the world, we're lambs. No, in the presence of Almighty God, we're lambs. We're supposed to be lions. Not some sort of weird, angry militancy, but we have to stop. Here comes the fox. Here comes, the enemy comes.
The hyenas.
And what do? We shrivel
back
up.
Off.
We surrender. We don't want to address certain things because they are politically incorrect, culturally insensitive. We may get some blowback and pushback, and people cancel us and unfollow us. Dare ye not mention anything that's controversial, because no, we're lambs before the Lord, but we're lions before the hyenas and the foxes, before the wolf. That's who we are. So rise up in Jesus' name. The only way the mess becomes a miracle is if we put on the nature of Christ.
Yep.
If we permit the Holy Spirit to do His work in us. 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 3:18, the byproduct is what? You will go from one level of glory to the next, which means you look more like Jesus. You speak more like Jesus. You walk with the authority of Jesus on this planet for the glory of Jesus. That's the goal. We can do this, not when we die and get to heaven, on this side of eternity.
Yes.
We can do this.
There's no battle in the next kingdom.
No.
There's no one to overcome. There's no victory to win. There is nothing to be a conqueror over. Why in the world don't we do what He left us here to do? Betty, I watch you watch the news, and you get so disturbed about what you're seeing. And you get so excited when you see mothers stand up, parents stand up, community stand up, go back to the schools and say, stop teaching our kids this garbage. Why do you get so stirred up, and why do you get so excited when mothers stand up and behave like a mother should to protect her children in the future? Why are you so interested in this? I mean, you know you're a grandmother. We've been married 60 years, for heaven's sake. We're supposed to just sit back and wait to the by and by. No, we don't. Now, why do you not just sit back? Why are you so stirred up?
I think it's a lot about what Sammy talked about earlier. I have God's DNA in me.
Yes.
I mean, God put that into me for a purpose. He's my King. He's my Lord and my Savior. And the things that He has instilled in my life, He expects for me to let that light shine. And so when it shines, then others will know. I feel like we're going to see people coming to Him because they see that light, because they see that difference, because they see that love, because they know there is hope in Christ Jesus. And I'm so excited because, like you said, in the midst of the darkness, there comes the light.
Do you think we can correct the course if we would vote the convictions of
absolutely.
The Word of
that's
God
why I
and,
study.
The, and the convictions yeah. of our founders?
That's why I study all the ones running in our neighborhood, in our community, in our state, in our nation, because that's where it starts, down in the root right there. It begins and starts growing. The things that we want our children to know that are good and right and just.
The mess will become a miracle the moment every Christian parent stands up with spiritual authority and declares, get your hands off our
yes,
children.
Absolutely.
Get your hands, get your ideologies, your worldview, your social constructs that are counterintuitive to the Word of God. I would even argue even science, simple
yes.
human biology and physiology.
True.
Get your hands off our children. I live in California. Y'all know this. I live in a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs day. It is unbelievable. If Christians in California would vote biblical worldview, California would be a righteous state.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't.
It can happen, too.
But it needs to happen.
Yes.
Hence, surprise, 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 there's a certain community in California that's slowly but surely becoming the majority community. And that community has some certain connections to that community, a community whose name I will not mention. Hola, ¿cómo estás? That community happens to have a strong Judeo-Christian foundation. And we're seeing that community across America emerge voting biblical values. So if you think California in perpetuity is bound to darkness, in the words of Gomer Pyle, surprise, 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 watch God show up.
That's what this is about. Sammy, if people will look at the mess you've made, the mess we've made, the mess some of God's greatest people made, but look at the miracle God worked. This is one of the most amazing things I've ever held in my hand, written by somebody in our day. That is one of God's greatest miracles that I've ever seen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, we'll send it to you today if you'll do this. If you would become the beginning of the miracle, where you totally set somebody free from sexual trafficking, which is multiplying so fast it's unbelieving. The enemy world, through pornography, through things they can express, they want to direct us straight into the very pits of hell on this earth, the practices of hell. But if we turn to God and we reach out in love, we can set the traffic free, we can break down the power of those who are putting people in bondage, we can warn people of the dangers of being exposed with their eyes and their desires to things that can so twist us and pervert us into horrible lifestyles. The church is the force, the body of Christ, the family of the perfect Father that can correct this perilous course. That's what this book is about. That's what we're doing right now when we rescue the trafficked. Viewers like you immediately put up $320,000 to match whatever you do right now. It costs an average of $128 for us to rescue somebody trafficked, to set them free from being trafficked. We reach them, we rescue them, and we restore them. We train them in how to live. You have built some of the most magnificent facilities on this planet as homes for the trafficked. I want you to listen to Tammy Trent in the midst of this pain, and she shows you the incredible miracle God could make of this horrific mess the enemy has made of far too many lives. Watch.
God's Word tells us that Jesus cares for and values little children, while statistics tell us that human traffickers could not care less for them. The only value to them is the money they can make for the traffickers who exploit them for sex and forced labor. This was the case of two little girls, Abini and Belly, who were 5 and 7 years old when our mission partners in South Asia rescued them. Abini was living in the brothel with her mother, who was a sex worker. Her pimp was allowed to molest little Abini. Belly was found in a remote village with a madam who was selling her off to an old man who was already abusing and using her for himself. His next step would have been to sell her to the local brothel in a major city. The good news is, Life Outreach, along with our mission partners, are rescuing trafficked children through education in their villages, SWAT team raids that are literally knocking down doors to brothels, and restoring lives through one-on-one ministry outreach efforts. Abini and Belly are now loved, safe, and cared for in our Life Center, getting an education, learning about the Lord, praying and singing as little children should be doing. Stories like these would not have been possible without your help. But there are still thousands of children around the world crying out for someone to rescue them. At Life Outreach, we have partnered with missionaries on the ground to reach, rescue, and restore children of all ages caught in the grip of human trafficking. We must continue this work, and the time to act is now.
Do you realize that for more than 20 years, we've been reaching out and rescuing thousands of children? That beautiful home Destiny House, which is the largest one we built. Well, we built houses all over the third world who have been rescuing children. When we say we, it means you, the viewer. That incredible house was built by some Hollywood producers who produced and provided all of the power plants for all of the own location of shoots in Hollywood. The woman watching our program, inspired, sold a 7-carat diamond ring for the start. And then we found them, and they were renting property, and we helped them start and build that incredible place that has saved thousands of lives and then inspired more of them everywhere. But who did it, Betty? Our viewers did it. They built that house. They established all these places of rescue for thousands of people to be rescued from trafficking, headed off from trafficking, and then given a job where they're doing, they have a livelihood. They're not depending upon Pharaoh or some government. They have a life that you gave them, the life that was provided, Betty, by the love of God. Our viewers are amazing. They multiply God's love.
They really are. First of all, I have to just thank you, because without your help, your love, your care for these little ones, we wouldn't have been able to reach out and give them a place to go and to be safe and to be cared for with the love of Jesus. So thank you so very, very much. There's more to do, though. There's more out there. Please continue to help us reach out to those that are perishing because of the cruelty of the enemy and how he traps them and he tries to destroy their precious little innocent lives. Join with us again, won't you?
You know, that couple that sold the ring and went over there, they didn't even tell us that we had affected them. We found them. We were over there just to seeing this horrible sex trafficking, wondering what to do. And we found them, they were there and they were renting houses. And it was the most amazing thing that they thanked us for inspiring them. And then we said, well, you know what? We'll help you buy houses. We'll help you. They said, we'd like to build a rescue. Well, we helped. We, meaning who? You. Because, Betty, we were so afraid that we could only show that one time and hope for help, but people wouldn't want to say, look at these little girls. And they're not modestly. It's just terrible. You're talking about sex. And you know what? You would not let us stop. You said, we want to help them. That's why the $320,000 to match whatever you give. Think about this. The average cost to rescue one, it's $128. And we know that's a stretch for some, but it'll be doubled. $128 will rescue one. It reaches them, it rescues them, and it begins to restore them. It gives them a future. Now $128 rescues two. You may have 120, you got 64, but now you got 128. We ask everybody, I always ask you to think big. Could you rescue 10, $1,280? Now it'll be 20. Whatever you can do, we have some gifts to send you to say thank you. The beautiful story of Israel, the history of Israel told by Dr. Tony Evans, and the pictures are magnificent. The book that we're giving you, Believe This, Not That, oh, my goodness, it ought to be a textbook. And then the beautiful, beautiful bronze, Consider the Birds. And now, if you want it, your mess, God's miracle, our mess, nation's mess, country's mess, government's mess, God's miracle, you ask for it, we'll send it to you, even before it gets to the bookstores. Would you please right now, go get your bank card and use it like a check. Dial that number, a prayer line, and many people call for help, and it's paid for by love. Would you please get your card and use it like a check? Go online or call. If you do send a check, tell us you're putting it in the mail. We need to know. Remember, what you give will be doubled, and you're giving life. You're giving freedom. Please do it. Do it now.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Believe This, Not That, featuring a promise from heaven for every need on earth, This book is a resource every believer should have when facing discouragement, pain, fear, or the vast array of negative thoughts that attack all believers. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive Experiencing Israel by Tony Evans. Discover the Holy Land like never before and view stunning scenes in spectacular full-color photography. Also, find practical applications that bring the world of the Bible into your life today. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may receive our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
James and Betty, just earlier today, I watched several girls be rescued. I can't imagine what would have happened to them had these heroes not been standing right there where they are. They are fighting the very last line of defense for these children to prevent them from being taken into a life of slavery. It happens right here on this line. But that doesn't happen without our support. So I'm asking you to once again go to your supporters who are so faithful and present to them another need, a need that is great. It's so much easier to restore a life that hasn't been broken than to rebuild a life that's been crushed. If we can stop it from happening here, just think of the joy in those families' lives. Think of what joy a child would have to not have to walk through darkness. Please, James and Betty, let's do what we can. Let's raise the funds that we need to keep these people standing guard.
I have just been asking God to help every single person that could give anything to make that call or go online. Set somebody free. You want Sammy's book? Just ask for it. Let's turn the big mess we see into God's miracle. He uses us to do it. He can shape us into a miracle. Think what he could do with the church, his family. Sammy, we're going to have one more program this week to talk about this. I can't tell you how much I believe God has given you a double portion of anointing to help wake us up. Really looking forward to sharing with you in the last show.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making Life Today possible and sharing Life Today every day. Thank you for doing that.
Pull yourself away from the devil. They ask for everything. Promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see.
I was in California preaching, and I got a call from my 10-year-old son. Dad, mommy can't walk. Something's wrong.
The heartbreaking moment that led to revival. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.